Battered Women's Support Services, BWSS, at the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, urged 5 actions that are required to end femicide in BC. The first action they proposed is a mandated municipal gender-based violence task force for survivors to coordinate safety across policing, housing and justice. Providing a 15% emergency funding increase to community-based victim services, Stopping the Violence, STV, outreach, and transition houses is another proposal made to UBCM. They also emphasize that mandatory and standardized intimate partner violence risk assessment tools are needed across police, Crown, and child protection systems. Launching a province-wide prevention campaign using government communications infrastructure to educate the public and preventing violence is also a significant suggestion made. They also suggest a gender-based provincial violence lead in the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General to coordinate across ministries and municipalities. Executive Director of BWSS Angela Marie McDougall is optimistic after attending the UBCM Council. Municipal leaders across the province are picking up this work and are taking action in their communities, she said. BWSS also raised the pressing issue of the cost of doing nothing. We estimate the cost of inaction on intimate partner violence at $11,000 per person, per year, said McDougall. It makes Justice Canada's national estimate of $7.4 billion annually, spread across policing, healthcare, housing, and justice. When applied locally and accounting for BC's emergency shelter costs, court delays, and the pressure on municipal services, the true cost is likely even higher. The Battered Women's Support Services emphasized the measures are necessary, not optional, following the killings of 36 women and girls in British Columbia in the past 13 months, a pattern that lacks a coordinated emergency response.